The effort to quote-unquote civilize the Philippines had become so brutal that it strengthened the isolationist movement, which believed that American troops should stay in America and avoid foreign entanglements. Under isolationist pressure, Congress promised to grant the Filipinos their independence by 1945. The hero of San Juan Hill, Theodore Roosevelt, was elected vice president in 1900. The next year, 1901, he succeeded the assassinated President McKinley. Roosevelt's famous principle was speak softly and carry a big stick. His favorite big stick was the U.S. Navy. A supporter of sea power and sea trade, Roosevelt yearned to build a canal through Panama. The only problem was that Panama belonged to Colombia, and Colombia wouldn't cooperate. In 1903, suddenly, Panama revolted against Colombia. Before Colombia could react, the U.S. gunboat Nashville showed up, complete with a detachment of U.S. Marines. The new state of Panama was predictably very happy to let Roosevelt build his canal in a U.S.-owned Panama Canal Zone.